Chapter 11, 1849, Beginning to Publish. Responding to the cordial invitation of Albert Belden, James and Ellen White went to Connecticut to live. Ellen was within 2 months of giving birth to her second child, and it seemed well to reside in Rocky Hill for a season. Of God's providence she wrote. Sister Clarissa M. Bonfoy proposed to live with us. Her parents had recently died, and a division of furniture at the homestead had given her everything necessary for a small family to commence housekeeping. She cheerfully gave us the use of these things, and did our work. We occupied a part of Brother Belden's house at Rocky Hill. Sister Bonfoy was a precious child of God. She possessed a cheerful and happy disposition, never gloomy, yet not light and trifling. James was soon called to make a quick trip to New Hampshire and Maine to attend the conferences he had called to meet in June. He came back to Rocky Hill convinced that the time had come to publish the truth in a little paper. Had not the vision at Dorchester in November called for this? Had not Ellen, after the vision, turned to her husband and declared, "You must begin to print a little paper and send it out to the people?" There was also the promise, as the people read, they will send you means with which to print. But where was the means? Ellen White wrote of James's reaction to his feelings and to circumstances. My husband was impressed that it was his duty to write and publish the present truth. He was greatly encouraged and blessed as he decided thus to do. But again he would be in doubt and perplexity as he was penniless. There were those who had means, but they chose to keep it. The year before, he had gone into the field to Mohay to earn money on which to live and to travel to the Sabbath conferences. Perhaps, he thought, he should again go into the field to earn money with which to print. He started out in search of work. But God had other plans, of which Ellen wrote. As he left the house, a burden was rolled upon me, and I fainted. Prayer was offered for me, and I was blessed, and taken off in vision. I saw that the Lord had blessed and strengthened my husband to labor in the field 1 year before, that he had made a right disposition of the means he there earned, and that he would have 100-fold in this life, and, if faithful, a rich reward in the kingdom of God, but that the Lord would not now give him strength to labor in the field, for he had another work for him, that if he ventured into the field he would be cut down by sickness, but that he must write, 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 and walk out by faith.